to wake up and smell the coffee. Good morning, YouTube. Good morning, Facebook. Well, 45 years today, and I'm still in love with my beautiful bride, Rosette. It's been a wonderful, wonderful thing to have Rosette as my helpmate. And we have gone through some things that we never dreamed we would have to go through with in life. Believe me, just like all of us. 45 years. Well, you know, it's a lot longer than 45 years. Eternal life is a lot longer than 45 years. Eternal life. We are told in Jeremiah 31:3, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Welcome aboard, Matthew John Branson. I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. You know, we are told that the marriage is likened to the bride of Christ. And unfortunately, in today's culture, there are not a lot of people that look at marriage life into the bride of Christ, especially by the way they're in and out of relationships. People are not into long-term relationships. They're into short-term relationships. And when something goes awry, they take a hike. They're gone. And they can justify all the reasons why they leave a marriage. But Jesus Christ never divorces his bride. He never divorces his bride. He says, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Everlasting. And you know, everlasting goes both directions, from the everlasting past to everlasting future. Ever thought about that? He chose us before the foundation of the world. We were predestinated unto adoption. It was predetermined before we were even born, before creation, that we would be adopted into his family if we're one of his people. With loving kindness have I drawn thee. We are bound to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Welcome aboard, Lynn Roy Mill. Whereunto he called you by our obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome aboard, Andy Kirkendall. So today is my 45th wedding anniversary. 45 years. And this really speaks more strongly to me than ever before. When Christ says, he likens the marriage as the church, bride of Christ, and he's the groom and we're the bride, and when he tells us he's loved us with an everlasting love, he's never going to divorce us. He's always going to show us his unmerited favor. He's always going to show us his mercy and grace and kindness and forgiveness and grant to us repentance and give us joy unspeakable and full of glory. He has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given in Christ Jesus before the world began. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. 1 John 4:10. Thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. What wonderful, comforting words these are. Other people will cast us off. Other people will forsake us. Other people will point their fingers at us. You know, but Jesus Christ has given us an everlasting love, everlasting consolation. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. Even to your old age, I am he, and even to your hoar hairs will I carry you. And he has carried us. He's carried Rosette and myself not only 45 years, but he's brought us through awful a lot of sorrows, tribulations, persecutions, troubles. But he's also given us a fantastic joy and love for each other through it all. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings, so the Lord alone did lead him. He bare them and carried them all the days of old. Well, I just read from Isaiah 46, Isaiah 43, Deuteronomy 32, Isaiah 63. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. For I am persuaded that neither height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Can a woman forget her suckling child? That she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yes. They may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Well, it's a beautiful, beautiful thoughts this morning. Eternal love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for his people. Certainly not the way I was raised as a child. I was raised in constant fear of going to hell and trying to scare people into the kingdom rather than love people into the kingdom, you know. And, of course, no one can do anything to bring a lost soul to Christ. Only the Holy Spirit of God can quicken the heart of man and show him his utter sinfulness, show him that he's dead in his trespasses and sin, and cause him to believe the gospel through the quickening power of the Holy Spirit. Cause him to repent. Cause him to turn from his sins. Give him the joy of the Lord. I meet a lot of people in the churches, and there's not a lot of people that demonstrate the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Sometimes I have to remind myself that. Going around with a long face everlasting life, eternal life, eternal consolation. There is a rest to the people of God. And we come, I've shared this many times before, but my dad passed away last November. He was 92. And when he was 85 years old, I called him on the phone and I was on a rant talking about how bad the culture was, how everything was going pretty much to hell in the handbasket. You've heard that saying. And talking about the evils of society and the culture, and you know, talking about, I was on this rant against the Masons and the Illuminati and the Jesuits and the Antichrist gospel that was being preached. And he listened to me for about 20, 25 minutes, rant, you know. And I was talking about how people were so apathetic and how they had their heads stuck down in the sand and on and on and on. And then he listened to me, and then when I finally shut up for a minute, he said, "Well, Larry, I'm 85 years old. What do you want me to do about this?" Oh, I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that. "Larry, I'm 85 years old. What do you want me to do, Larry?" Well, the older I get, and I admire young people that are taking a stand against our culture, that are coming out and speaking out against all of these things. And sometimes we can't be silent. I sent an email to Walt Stickel last night. Haven't heard back from him, but, you know, I said sometimes there's a scripture that says, "Be still and know that I am God." Sometimes it's good to be still. Sometimes I've been close or tempted or whatever to just shut down these broadcasts. You know, just be still and know that He is Lord. Just not broadcast on YouTube, not broadcast on Facebook anymore. I've already discontinued TalkShoe because too much conflict, you know. But you know what? Sometimes God will not allow us to be silent either. Sometimes He wants us to speak out, speak the truth in love. So that's really what's on my mind this morning. He has loved us with an everlasting love. There may be a lot of things that we don't agree upon. Theologically, we may see things differently. There's a guy out there, he doesn't want me to mention his name anymore. He doesn't know my name, calling me a heretic. He doesn't mind calling me an antichrist and rebuking me publicly, but he sent me a very defamatory email and asked me not to mention his name. So I'm not going to mention his name anymore. I'm going to honor him. But yet, that's the double standard a lot of people have, isn't it? Do as I say, not as I do. We may be in total disagreement in our understanding of certain points in Scripture, you know. But I take refuge in this Scripture. The foundation of God standeth sure. He knows who are His, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Everyone that is naming the name of Christ, we are exhorted, admonished to depart from iniquity. Well, with that, I'm going to wish you a great Friday. TGIF, right? Thank God it's Friday. And may we take comfort in knowing we have an Abba Father who has predestinated us into the Da Son, and he will never cast us off. God bless.